Another inspection of West Bay's Tiffany Preschool shows continued need for improvement. More from Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller.
In December, the Office of Education Standards headed back to Tiffany's for its second follow-through inspection since receiving a weak overall performance rating back in 2018. The inspectorate evaluated the progress that has been made by Tiffany's preschool in addressing five recommendations from the initial inspection report, ultimately judging that there had been weak progress made overall, particularly with regard to setting up rigorous systems and procedures to evaluate practice and bring about rapid change, developing teachers' capacity to have productive interactions with children that extend their thinking and deepen their understanding, and ensuring all activities planned for kids are sufficiently challenging to meet their individual needs. The school will be subject to a third follow-through inspection in 2020 and will continue to be on a regular basis until it no longer receives a weak assessment. Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Holiday traffic safety operations commenced this month with intensified road enforcement operations that will continue throughout the holiday season and into the new year. The Traffic and Roads Policing Unit has increased its traffic stops and high-visibility patrols with the aim of reducing traffic collisions, cracking down on traffic offenses, and reassuring the community through an increased police presence. DUI offenses continue to be a major concern during the holiday season and a focus of the campaign, but officers are also targeting illegal tint, speeding, and persons driving while disqualified. Since the beginning of the month, traffic officers have made 11 DUI arrests as part of this operation. So far, officers have also issued 132 tickets for tint, 109 tickets for speeding, ticketed 17 persons for expired registration, and issued 14 traffic offense reports, which require persons to appear in court. Officers have also arrested 8 persons for driving while disqualified or unqualified. These totals are in addition to tickets and arrests made by shift officers during regular patrols. In other local news, tonight, the Cayman Arts Festival presents its latest edition of Music at the Library.
Music at the Library is the last event of the year that we have it at the library. And of course, being December, closer to Christmas, we'd like to say Merry Christmas to our audience in our way with music and the young talent.
CAF's Marius Gaina tells Radio K-Man attendees will be in for a treat with performances featuring a blend of Christmas carols, both secular and sacred.
We have young voices and experienced voices that will come to say a Merry Christmas to the public. We have Colindra McGarvey from Cayman Academy that will perform tonight. We have Daniela Shibley. We have two of our young cellists that come from our after-school program, Zachary Allen and Kyla David. And we have a really good group of women called Women of Purpose that will also entertain us tonight.
It all happens at 6 p.m. tonight at the Old Georgetown Public Library. Tickets will be available at the door, $20 for adults and $5 for students up to 18 years old. That is your latest local news. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News. The International Federation of the Red Cross says hunger caused by drought in southern Africa is threatening the lives of 11 million people across the region. The countries affected include Botswana, Mozambique, Namibia, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. There have been mass protests in the Algerian capital against today's presidential election. The protesters are demanding the sweeping away of Algeria's entire political establishment. Anti-government demonstrations in April forced President Abdelaziz Bouteflika to resign, but all five candidates standing were closely linked with his rule. A military-led team in New Zealand is shortly expected to embark on a dangerous mission to retrieve 8 bodies from the volcano that erupted on Monday. The decision to go in comes despite warnings that the volcano could erupt again over the next few hours. BBC News.